Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. See if we can get that intro to play.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we have Dr. Connie on with us once a month. And just really excited to have another great show lined up for this evening. As always, go to our website, spiritualconnectionsradio.com, and make sure to check out her website, her great services and everything by going to drconniesays.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, all yours. How are you?
All righty. I'm doing very well. Thank you, Mark. How are you?
Good, good. So all kinds of changes going on for you lately. Really excited. Moved from way out in the desert, you know, into the New York area, right?
Yes, I did. Came out here, and this is kind of a segue into my talk, but came out here with, I got laid off in New Mexico and moved back out to New York where I have family. And within a month, I found a job that is going to pay me more than I've probably made in a really long time. And it was a definite answer to prayer. And now we are looking for housing, and I'm really excited to see what the universe is going to open for housing for my daughter and myself. So, yeah, it's really all good. It's really all good.
All right. Let me go ahead and give out the number, everybody, if you want to call in for a reading. You can call in. We'll be taking callers, doing readings in the next half hour. You can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. All yours, Dr. Connie.
All righty. Thank you so much, Mark. Welcome, everybody. I am particularly excited about this show because the universe is so patient with me because it gives me multiple opportunities to learn lessons. And once I get the lessons learned, it's like I've taken another step up toward becoming my higher self. And I finally got the importance of how we think and what our expectations are and how that manifests in our daily lives and why a lot of people do not believe in law of attraction, or do not believe in answered prayer, or do not believe that things can go their way. There is an expectation in our thinking that keeps us from having what it is we want. For example, I have a friend who is looking for work, and he has been out of work for 2-3 years. And all he ever says is, it's really hard, they're outsourcing my job, it's never going to happen, you know, it's the economy is such that people are just not hiring. He can give me 15,000 reasons why he should not be hired. So because he's being so open with the universe in his expectation, he's bringing into himself and bringing into his life space that which he does not want. And we do this a lot, even and especially when we go to the universe with our requests. We go to God in prayer. And what we end up doing is spending an inordinate amount of time telling God how, or telling the universe how bad it is. You know, it's really hard. I'm just never, don't think I'm ever gonna find that special relationship. I've been single for so many years, and man, I'm getting older, and I'm never going to be able to have a family. And you know, God, you know, it's the desire of my heart to get married, and you know, the job, the economy is just so bad, and I'm in so much pain, and my arthritis is so bad, I can't even turn the doorknob anymore, and that's how we come to the universe so much of the time. We tell the universe exactly everything that is going wrong because we are in a it is wrong mindset. So the only reason that I would have a problem finding the house of my dreams is because there would be the expectation that I'm not good enough, things like that just don't happen for me. You know, it's really expensive in New York. How am I ever going to be able to find a nice place for my daughter and myself on a single salary? And it, if I continue thinking in that mindset, even though verbally I can be saying, God's going to answer my prayer and we're going to get this great place and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be in a great school district and I'm so excited on what God's going to do. I can say that. But if my thinking, if my underlying thinking is, yeah, but, you know, it's so hard and it's really expensive and what are you going to do if, because I put that, there's a negative underpinning to my positive thoughts, I end up getting what I don't want. And it's a lot of our thoughts are automatic. A lot of our thoughts are subconscious. We don't automatically have an awareness that we're having these negative thoughts. But when you really start concentrating on the thoughts that you have and what it is that you're thinking, if you really start paying very close attention, you might be amazed the thoughts that are really just, they just sort of are automatic thoughts, how they come out and how a lot of them are not very positive. And the first thing to be aware of when you're in a position of communicating with the universe is being very aware of how you are talking and how you are communicating and what you're telling the universe. Because, again, telling the universe about my aches and pains or my whatever situation I'm in, that's where my mind really is. That's where my thoughts are dwelling because that's what I'm talking about. But the truth is you don't have to tell the universe what's going on with you because the universe already knows. The universe is intimately aware of what it is you're thinking, intimately aware of how you process your information. And the reason that is true is because what you're thinking is what you have in your life space right now. Continuing to have one problem after another, take a look at how you're thinking and what you're thinking and be very aware of those thoughts that are negative. Things like this don't happen to me. Oh my gosh, this person is just going to hurt me again. I'm never going to get the raise. I don't have the education that I don't have. I have the seniority, but I don't have the education. So of course they're going to pass me over. Those kind of things, even though they're fleeting, even though they're quick, and they may not even rise all the way to your consciousness unless you're really aware of it. Those are the kind of things that keep us from having what we want. I was having lunch with a friend of mine, and about 4 or 5 years ago, she told me this dream guy that she had in mind and his qualities and the important aspects that she just had to have in this relationship. So we're having lunch, and out of the blue, she goes, oh, I met someone. And she said, he's exactly what I requested and what I wanted and what I told the universe. I put in my order, and the universe has delivered this guy. And interspersed throughout her whole conversation, she kept saying, you know, boy, but I'm really scared. He's a great guy. Oh, but, you know, I don't know if this is going to work out. He's a really great, you know, God was just so wonderful to give me this guy. Oh, but, you know, I'm just so scared. Wasn't even aware that she was putting out some the fear and her image of herself as not being worthy to have the type of relationship and this great guy that he was, you know, too good to be true. So what we tell the universe in our deepest thoughts, not the conscious thoughts that we have initially, but in our deepest thoughts, that's what we're going to manifest. I'm going to introduce an angel to you, and this angel is Archangel Jophiel. She is a great angel to have in your toolbox of angels. I never go shopping, even food shopping, but especially clothes shopping, shopping for things I might need for my home. I never go anywhere without calling on Jophiel, because she is the angel of beauty. She is the angel who helps us have positive thoughts, positive viewpoints about our life, about our relationships going on in our lives. She's the angel to call on to fill our hearts with thanksgiving, with gratitude, with praise, with a deep sense of really, really thanking the universe, because this great job, this great relationship, this great housing opportunity, this great whatever it is you're asking for, Jophiel is the angel to call on to really sink down into that gratitude of this is actually a reality. So, again, she is a wonderful asset to have when you're starting to work on being aware of your thoughts. I was talking to this woman the other day, and she's a great believer in prayer. And she goes, and she told me, most of our prayers, you know, we're really praying about our needs, and we're praying just for, you know, we're praying for our health, and we're praying for whatever it is that they pray for. But she said every once in a while, we'll actually just have praise prayers. And we will just spend our time calling out to the universe or calling out to God the things that we're really, truly thankful for. So the first thing I thought of when she said that was, well, why don't you just have the praise prayers all the time? So if the universe knows that I need a job, I don't have to tell the universe what the universe already knows. I don't have to tell the universe how low my bank account is getting, how difficult the economy is, how my chances of getting this job are, you know, there's so much competition out there. I don't have to tell the universe all that, because the universe already knows. The universe knows, because I have told the universe, the type of job that I want. I want an office job, or I want to make, you know, so much money, or I want to work closer to my home, or I want a flexible schedule so I can be with my family, or whatever the aspects of the job are, or the relationship, or anything else. Whatever is important to you about that job, instead of telling the universe how you don't have it what would happen if you spent your meditation time or your communication time with the universe? What would happen if every time that you went to the universe, you, from the bottom of your heart, you had a praise session, you had a gratitude session? Thank you for this wonderful job. Thank you for giving me the desires of my heart. Thank you for granting me, you know, the opportunity to have a flexible schedule so I can pick up my children or I can take care of the things that I need to. What would happen if, out of the mindset that we somehow have to talk the universe into giving us what we want, or, gee, it's not going to happen, and this is just, I'm going to sit here forever just begging for, you know, this great job or whatever, but knowing in the back of my head I'm not going to get it, or wanting this great relationship but thinking in the back of my head I'm too old or I'm too young or there's not quality people out there or whatever it is. I wish I had you in front of me so I could make sure that you're getting this point. If you can monitor your thoughts, time that you a negative thought slips up in your head, you replace it with a positive thought, you will begin to see changes in your day-to-day existence. You cannot keep a negative thought from coming into your head. It's impossible. But you can keep yourself from dwelling on it, keep yourself from rehearsing hurtful events. You can keep yourself from telling yourself in depth how it's impossible to get this job, how bad the economy is, how there's no quality people out there to date, how you're never going to have enough money to go back to school, and you wouldn't have the time, and you've got, I speak to clients, and they can give me 20 reasons why something can't happen, and they have trouble coming up with one reason why it can. But know that we do it. We don't even know the negativity in the way we think. So I have a problem relationship with my parent. Instead of going to God and saying, okay, God, help me change, help me be what I, help me help my family member change, whatever it is you pray, what would happen if you were so positive that your relationship was going to improve with your family member that you just spent the time going, I can't thank you enough, universe, for giving me this wonderful, loving, positive relationship with my family member. I can't thank you enough that when my kids go back to school, they're running with the right crowd and they're making good grades and they're going to class. And I can't thank you enough that my job is paying me more than I ever thought, and I have the time and the energy to work and come home and do what I have to do. What would happen if you were living in this has already happened? Regardless of what your circumstances are right now, how would it be different for you, and how would you feel if you spent 10 minutes, even in the car driving to work, or you can even do it silently if you're sitting in public transportation, of just thanking God or thanking the universe or thanking the angels or thanking your higher self or your ascended masters. And just truly seeing in your head the smiles of your family, the getting yourself ready for that first date with your soulmate. Seeing your name on the office door at your job. Seeing yourself healthy. seeing money in your bank. What would happen if you lived and allowed yourself just to dwell in the praise of what it is that you want instead of the worry about what it is you don't have and that there's a good chance you're not going to get it anyway? This is like a mental diet. You know, it took me about a month to find this job. So I had a lot of daytime TV time. And they have all these diet commercials on. You can lose 5 pounds in a week, and you can go to this doctor, and he'll body sculpt you, and he'll, you know, there's these really quick fix ways of, I don't want to do the work. I don't really want to change anything significant. I just want to lose the weight and look different, look thin, so I'm ready for the beach in August. But what would happen if you thanked God every day for your health, for your perfect health, and you really felt at that moment perfect health touching every cell in your body? Thank you that I am the perfect weight for my size, for my height and my body frame. Thank you that I am drawn to foods that are healthy and foods that are uplifting and foods that give me a higher vibration. What would happen if you really allowed yourself a physical diet where it was more than cutting out the sweets? It was being drawn to the foods that are really healthy for you. It's the same way with a mental diet. If I am aware of every thought that I have, because I'm taking personal responsibility for what I ingest in my mind, then when a negative thought comes, and they will, I can, instead of going with it and staying in this defeatist attitude, I find a positive replay. It can be done by changing your activity. I read a lot of spiritual material, so an affirmation will pop into my head, or a segment of something that I've read, something that will give me a handhold. And once I get hold of that, then I can focus my attention on this positive truth as opposed to the old negative thoughts that I used to wallow around in. Oh, he's never going to call. Oh, she's going to leave me. Oh, this person is just a train wreck. Their life is just one, you know, one disaster after another, that kind of thing. So a lot of people will tell you, if you're really serious about losing weight, is to make a journal and you write down every single thing you eat. I'm not really asking you to do that, because it really would be impossible and you spend your whole day, you know, writing and wouldn't get anything done. But being that aware of every time I eat, you know, potato chips, I'm going to write down, ate a bag of potato chips or something. Being aware of when I have that negative thought of calling on Archangel Raphael, of reading the calling of positive scripture. And the more you set yourself up in a positive atmosphere, the more material that you read or material that you listen to, positive and uplifting, the more affirmations that you have ready, then grab onto one of those. Because this is a mental diet, because what I'm going to ingest in my mind is what I'm going to manifest in my environment. Just like what I ingest physically is going to have an effect on my physical body. So I would challenge you to accept a mental diet and being aware of the negative thoughts that you have. And it's not that you have the negative thoughts. It's that you dwell on them and you rehearse them and you feel the pain and you go through all of the conversations and ad nauseum, and you allow yourself just to be drenched in all this negativity or fear. You rehearse, oh, it's just never going to happen, and this is so hard, and you know, life is so unfair, and whatever it is you say. That's where you pull yourself off the road of this negativity. And when you do that enough, then it's going to be easier for the positive thoughts to pop up than the deep-seated negative thoughts that pop up. So having said all of that, I'm going to let Mark come back on if you're there, and he can do his half-hour deal, and then we'll move on.
Sounds good. So you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels of Dr. Connie. Make sure to check out our website at drconniesays.com. We are on once a month for a one-hour show. This show will be available for replay after it's over. And based on all the great information today, just like any other show, I suggest you go back and replay it as many times as you can for all the great info. We are looking for callers calling for a free reading, so call 646-716-9663. And you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're on the Internet at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And back to you, Dr. Connie.
All right, thank you very much. And my website is drconniesays.com. I would invite you, if you are so inclined, to call in for or go on the website, see what I have available. And I also have an email address at drconniesays@gmail.com, and would love to hear from you. The downside of having a radio show is sometimes I just feel like I'm talking to myself because I don't, you know, get any feedback from anybody. So it's nice to know if, you know, somebody's out there. Okay, so moving along with this thought about having a change in your mental behavior, your mental life space. One other thing that's very, very important is that if you are going to take on the challenge of having a mental diet that you don't tell anybody, because invariably, you tell your best friend, they're going to say, you know, that's impossible. You can't do that. You know, it's too hard to, nobody can change the way that they think. And besides that, the world's a crappy place anyway, so why would you want to, you know, why would you want to change the way you think? So it's very important that you make a declaration for yourself of what it is to do. And that you stand very clear in what it is you want. For example, I have known people or known of people who have had cancer and said that they, you know, cured themselves. Louise Hayes said that she cured herself of uterine cancer because of her positive affirmations. I was just reading a book, and this minister said that he cured himself of melanoma, and then he had excerpts of other writings of people who had done the same thing. If you watch The Secret, there's a gal on there that cured herself of cancer. One of the things that is helpful to do is to make a stand for yourself, a declaration for yourself. Forward, I choose to stand in the abundance, my God-given abundance, in all things, in health, in perfect health, in finances, in love, in opportunities to be of service. Every day I feel my body getting stronger. I feel my healthy foods. It's that kind of a thing where you tell the universe and you tell yourself exactly what you want to achieve. I feel I allow God to work his miracle in my life circumstances. Every day my swollen limbs are getting more flexible. Every day I feel I'm in less pain. Every day I look at the wonders of how God takes care of me and move into my financial abundance. Every day I thank God for my soulmate relationship and prepare myself for his or her coming into my life. That kind of a thing. It's the same kind of thing that our founding fathers did when they made the Declaration of Independence. It's the same kind of thing that they you know, stood in a room and they declared what it is they believed and what it is they stood for and what it is they would die for. And they wrote their names on a document. So in order to be successful in changing our thoughts and being willing for God or the universe to make the internal changes within us so that we are pulled to healthy eating or we are pulled to exercise or we are pulled to better ourselves in some way so that we can get that which we are asking for, then we need to make a all-out full commitment to what it is that we stand for. We need to make a personal stand, and your personal stand is your personal stand. So there's no wrong way to make your personal stand. There's no wrong declaration of your personal independence. No wrong way to do that. But you do need to be completely committed to what it is you stand for. So you don't declare something on Monday and then change your mind on Tuesday. Allow yourself the time to craft for yourself that which you fully believe and can stand on. And once you have this document, once you have, from this day forward, Lord, I'm never going to eat chocolate again. Because you probably are going to eat chocolate again, and then it's like a new, this is not a New Year's resolution. This is much deeper than I'm pulled to health. I allow my natural health to glow from every cell in my body. I feel total health coming from every organ in my body, from my top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I am to have, you know, financial wealth, whatever it is. But this is not a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to promise the universe I'm never going to eat chocolate again. But I am going to promise the universe that I am going to move every single day toward eating the food that bring me to a higher vibration. Do you see the difference? And as you continue to make this declaration, and as you continue to have this mindset and wealth and love and whatever it is that you're praying for, you will begin to see changes because you'll start to change from the inside out. The thoughts you have will begin to be positive. The environments that you find yourself in will be different. It will be much easier for you to see the blessings. And I know some of you who either are listening now or will listen in archive, I know you're going through some of the toughest times that you've ever gone through. I know it. But what I'm telling you is that if you will allow yourself to embrace a positive mindset, you will see a difference. Because I can tell you right now, doing things the way you're doing right now isn't working. So I would strongly encourage you, and if you want to write me an email and you need some encouragement, I would be honored to hold you in prayer. Honored to, point you in the right direction if that's what you feel that you need. I was listening to, and what you'll find also is that you will get affirmations. I was thinking along these lines, and I knew I was on the right track with what I was talking about and these positive thoughts and these positive not allowing myself to dwell, because I am the queen of living every single hurt that I've ever had and reliving it to the point that I feel the pain all over again. I'm the queen. I get it. And of shifting out of that. And I was when you get there, you're going to find affirmations. You're going to find the universe giving you a thumbs up that you're on the right track. And I was surfing the channels this past Sunday, and I happened on to Joel Osteen, and only caught one little segment of his sermon, and he was talking about this exact same thing. Of watching what you think and how you're going to see a difference in your life. And he was talking about this woman who was paralyzed. I don't even think she could walk. She couldn't walk. Her husband had to take time off work to stay home with her. And she finally talked him into going back to work, saying she would be okay. And one day she got into, she was in so much pain, she decided she's going to kill herself. She, her husband was a hunter, so there were guns in the house. So she fell out of the chair, and she was going to crawl her way across the floor to get a gun. She's going to shoot herself. Well, she fell, and she ended up falling on her back. She couldn't go anywhere. And when she fell, she hit the TV remote. And when she hit the TV remote, she was watching some show. It switched to a Joel Osteen sermon, and the batteries fell out. So here she is. She later said, you know, here I am. I'm on my back. I wanted to die, and now I'm going to die having to listen to a TV preacher. So he was talking about the same kind of a thing, and it really of God being God's got your back, and God so wants perfect health and wealth and happiness and bliss for all of us. And it really, really hit this woman, and she began to cry, and she got into this peacefulness, and she ended up going to sleep. Her husband came home. She was sound asleep on the floor. And over the ensuing days, weeks, months, or years, he didn't say how long, she's now walking, and he said she's very healthy and very strong. So I just said all that because I so want you to get the importance of what you think is what you're going to create. And I also want you to get the importance of how much God and the angels want for us perfect health, want for us to have money in the bank, to have our soulmate relationship. One, it's not some people get it and other people don't. It's available for everybody. What I'd like to do is a general reading. These are my Archangel Michael cards.
Hey, Dr. Connie, you ready for a caller?
Yeah. Oh, I am ready. I was just getting ready to do a general reading, but I'll do a reading here. I'm ready.
Okay, great. Andrew, you're on.
Okay. Hi there, how are you?
I'm well. Hello. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's I've
good.
Been enjoying what you've been talking about. It's like you've been talking exactly to me all night.
Oh, thank you so much. I knew that this was going to be targeted to some people, so I'm very, very pleased that you called in.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, if you could pull a card for me, that'd be great. Because,
sure.
Yeah, just talking about just everything you said resonated with me about, you know, I guess my thing is I'm just not feeling motivated to take that personal stand or, you know, I seemed like I had it all like a year and a half ago with this beautiful relationship and it fell apart. And now I'm just feeling kind of in limbo, you know, in the low point of my life. So pretty much where I am. So.
Okay. So do you have a specific question or?
Like about a relationship that I'm kind of starting out now with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it developing or continuing or just kind of phasing out?
Got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So here's what Michael has to say about your current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The person that you are asking about, trustworthy. So,
mm-hmm.
this is a, I am not saying that this relationship may be the one.
Yeah.
But I am saying that this is a relationship that the universe wants you to know that it is safe for you to love people. And this person is going to be a trustworthy person for you.
Mm-hmm.
In that, there's not going to be a lot of blown out drama. Okay.
Yeah.
As you're going through, there's still some healing that has to happen with your old relationship. You're still kind of in a grieving period, and that's why you're so unmotivated.
So yeah, probably.
What you don't want to do is take the dregs of that relationship and put it into this one.
Right.
So another thing that Michael wants you to do, and I think this will also be really good, and it's really right on for what we were talking about tonight, is just to write down what it is you're thinking and write down
okay.
what it is you're feeling. And what I would do is I would highlight those negative ones. You know, I'm really afraid of getting into a relationship because I don't want to get hurt again because, you know, relationships never work out for me. And here I want to be, you know, loved by my lover and I end up going to bed alone. Whatever those things are for you.
Right. Okay.
So I would just highlight the negative ones so that you're
mm-hmm.
really aware of this is your come from. This is why relationships don't work for you. I'm afraid to commit.
Okay.
I'm afraid to, you know, that kind of thing. Also, just take your time. I don't know if you rush into relationships, but what Michael wants you to do with this particular relationship is just take time and let it develop and let it go wherever it's going to go. If this person is the person for you, you
mm-hmm.
cannot lose this person.
Okay.
And if this person is not the person for you, you do not want this person.
Okay, yeah.
So if you will just, there's healing that needs to happen for you. And one of the reasons this person has come into your life at this point is because this person is going to bring out for you a lot of the fear that you have about relationships.
Okay, yeah.
And it's that fear that you keep bumping up against and why some of your relationships don't pan out the way that you want. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah, it does, yeah, and that way I can be aware of it as it's happening or be aware of those highlighted parts.
Right, and then
and work
I
through
can,
them, yeah.
Yes, and then I can, and when those, see, those are part of your subconscious that you're not even aware
mm-hmm.
of you have, but once you know that you have them, then you can be even more mindful when you're talking about, I'm so grateful for my relationship with whomever, and, you know,
right.
or whatever's going to happen in this relationship for our highest good. And then you just kind of leave it alone and let God do whatever God does.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you. This person is a very lucky person because you sound like a really great guy.
That was great. All right, you want to go ahead and do the general reading?
I do. He sounded like he was from Canada or Australia. He had that about kind of thing that they say when they're in Canada. That's so cool. My Midwest accent is just so boring. All right. I'm going to do a general reading for... Let me get centered again. I got pulled away when he called in. All right, what Michael wants to share is how to be aware and what to do with those negative thoughts that you have. That's what Michael was telling me. All right, first thing that Michael is asking for us to do is to not let our happiness be contingent upon what's going on right now. If I know that at the end of this show, Mark's going to give me $1 million, and I'm positive because he told me that and I believe him, I don't have to wait till the end of the show to be happy. I am already in the street dancing and figuring out what I'm going to do with my $1 million because I trust Mark. So I don't have to worry about the low money in my bank account or what am I going to do or you know, I don't even have enough money to eat when Mark has promised me $1 million. I believe what's going to happen in the future, and I make my happiness contingent upon that. So when God says, and when you say and you make that stand that I'm going to from this day on, stand in my God-given abundance, I can be happy because I'm standing in my God-given abundance. And I don't have to wait until I get it. Because since God already told me I could have it, I can be happy because it's going to happen. So one of the things that Michael wants is for us not to be stuck in the mindset that we're in right now of our lack. So he wants us to have confidence in what we're saying and what we're doing. I'm making the stand because I know in my heart that this is, my heart is speaking and my higher self is speaking. And the ascended masters and angels have helped me make this declaration of who I choose to be. And I have confidence in the stand that I am making. I have confidence in my God or in my universe. I have confidence in me. And I have confidence in the angels that I am going to be guarded and protected as I continue on my journey and work with changing my mind. The last card the last thing Michael wants us is while you're doing this, just be gentle with yourself. You don't have to work so hard. You know, trying to help God is like going out to the airport and flapping your arms trying to help the plane take off. You know, God doesn't need our help. God just needs us to be faithful and just to believe so that I can send my positive to God, my praise to God, and then gently, as these negative thoughts come, just gently trade it in for something negative and let it go up to the universe instead of, you know, working so hard and beating myself up for having the negative thoughts to begin with. So having said all that, Mark, I'm going to let you come back on and do what you do at the end. How's that?
All right, that sounds good. So everybody tune in next month for another show of Dr. Connie's. Make sure to check out our website at drconniesays.com.
And it'll be the first Thursday, right?
Yeah, it'll be the first Thursday next month.
Okay, we had to do it differently this month, but it will be the first Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. So as always, great to have you on. Have a great night. And everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of Angels, Dr. Connie on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.